I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Watch NHL Network analyst Stu Grimson, NHL Tonight throughout the regular season. He joins us right now. Visit nhlnetwork.com for your local channel listings. Stu, good morning. How's everything?
Everything is exceptional, fellas. Good to hear your voices. Good to be on with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. And, you know, we'd like to say we're surprised, I guess, after a long layoff, core muscle, all that kind of stuff. Ho-hum, four-point night for City, just jumps back out there like riding a bike. Is that the thought, I guess, around even all the high-level people around the NHL? Like, there's no acclimation or reacclimation period. It's just Sid's out there and he's great again.
Well, you know, it's interesting. For those of us that follow the game closely, you know, it would appear that there hasn't been much in the way of a readjustment period for Sidney getting back into the game. I mean, the plays he made last night, the jump he had in his stride, for athletes, you know, it takes a couple games worth just to kind of get back into that game sharpness, that, you know, the touch and feel that comes with game sharpness. But he shows no signs of a layoff or of any rust of any kind. But, you know, I guess it speaks to the level that he demands from himself when he ends up saying things like, well, I felt a little off the timing. You know, that first stride wasn't coming just as quick as it normally does. You know, that's the level of perfection. That's the standard that he harbors inside his mind and holds himself to with respect to his own game.
Stu, he's still got about a month left to make up his mind as to how he's really going to go about it down at the nitty-gritty last few days before the trade deadline. But does last night and seeing what his team can look like with Crosby and Malkin at the peak of their powers and Jari continuing to play well and solid defensive effort, does it give Jim Rutherford pause when he considers making a big deal, in particular one that gives up a high draft pick as the deadline approaches?
Yeah, I think for a guy like Jim Rutherford, what he's demonstrated in the past, and I continue to believe one of the, you know, the great hockey minds in our game, had the pleasure of playing for Jim. Last year, Hartford existed, and the first year, Carolina existed. He's a guy that if there is a need, and that really is the critical question, if there is a need and there is a deal on the table that makes good sense that'll improve his club, Jim has demonstrated in the past that, you know, he's somebody that's prepared to push some more chips in the middle and put his club in a better position to compete for the big prize. Honestly, looking at this club now, with the exception of having lost Jake Guentzel for really the remainder of the regular season, perhaps into the playoffs, perhaps with the exception of that notable subtraction, I think Jim has to be really pleased with what his group looks like right now. Firing on all cylinders up front, a really strong defense core. Probably, you know, you'd put that defense core in the top three or four in the Eastern Conference, I think, for certain. And then you guys made the point, Tristan Jarry has been a wonderful surprise this year. Looks like, given, you know, what we've seen from him so far, looks like the kind of guy that could carry the number one load for the balance of the season, assuming he kind of continues along this trajectory. So not a lot to tweak, but you never know what kind of deal may be on the table. You never know what kind of offers are out there.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Talk to Stu Grimson right now, NHL Network. You brought up Tristan Jarry. We continue to talk about him a little bit. Let's look at it from the inverse. How do you keep Matt Murray sharp knowing that maybe at some point in the playoffs you might need him, especially in the stretch run and on back-to-backs you might need him? How much attention – you can't put him on the pay-no-mind list because of what he's done for you, and you might need him at a moment's notice, but how do you pay attention to him and give him ample time in practice?
Yeah, it's a challenge. It really is, without question. I think for a guy like Murray, who is accustomed to sharing, you know, taking on the lion's share of the load, you've got to find a way to work him in there and work him in there with regularity, because you never know. I mean, as strong, as effective as Tristan Jarry has been to this point, he is rather young. He is rather inexperienced. It is a rather small sample size. You never know when things might take a different turn, and you're going to need somebody like Matt Murray. So it's an unenviable position to be in, but one where you've got to make the most of opportunities to work Murray in and to keep him game sharp at the same time.
When the Penguins are playing the way Mike Sullivan wants them to, Stu, how do you handicap the Eastern Conference, and especially when they get back a couple of those other pieces on defense? You outlined what the team looks like as a whole at each position group, but how do you handicap them against a resurgent Lightning squad, a Bruins team that's been, for the most part, consistent all year, and then the Caps and Islanders, who you really probably look at as the top handful of teams in the East?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the odd part of it is, look at the way the Penguins have emerged and emerged in the absence of number 87. I mean, they really have taken their game to another level. To me, they have all the elements. They really play a patient style. They are a club that can really take advantage of your mistakes. They have all kinds of dynamic weapons up front, especially if we're talking about what their prospects look like in the postseason, adding Jay Gensel back into the mix. But again, they check all the boxes for me. And I don't know that as we compare them to the likes of the Washington Capitals, you referenced Tampa Bay and Boston in there as well. In the context of a seven-game series, I just don't know that the Penguins leave you wanting for much more. I'm really left with the feeling that, they stand as good a chance as any coming out on the better side of a seven-game series when we talk about these other three clubs in the East.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Okay, so last night, I don't know, at about 5 minutes until 7 o'clock our time, if you're Ryan Donato and you ride the elevator up to the press box, then you get word you got to get your stuff on, you say, Bruce, like, what the hell's happening here?
How about a little warning, Coach? Yeah. I mean,
have you seen that at the NHL level before, Stu?
Well, listen, I've been added back into the lineup on no notice, and it's not fun. But it never happened due to some administrative error. I do appreciate Bruce Boudreau, and this is just this is a testament to who Bruce is as a person. He realizes that ultimately the responsibility for the roster and filling out that game roster, the official NHL game roster, filling that out accurately as to who he wants to have flesh out that roster on any given night, he realizes that the responsibility lies with him ultimately. I appreciate that he took ownership of all that. But I'll tell you what, an organization, it just doesn't reflect well on you when, you're leaving a defender off the roster and you're unable to start the game with them. And it puts, you're heavy on forwards, 13 forwards, and Ryan Donato's the guy that gets added back in. Who knows what his day looked like, knowing that he was anticipating that he would be playing. I mean, it's a hard thing for an athlete to do, to have to jump into the mix when you haven't been allowed the opportunity to go through your pregame preparation as you would normally.
What was the Stu Grimson pregame routine?
I was playing for Chicago. Well, are you asking what was my routine?
Yeah, but if you got a story about something like this going down, Stu, you got to share it with us too.
So I'm playing in Chicago back in the days of the old Chuck Norris division, where my Blackhawks were facing off against the Red Wings. And the Red Wings, of course, had Bob Probert, Joe Kosher, Randy McKay on their roster. And Keenan, during the morning skate, he held me back and had me skate extra. And you know, it was communicated to me that I wasn't going to be playing that night, but I got thrashed at the morning skate, was dead tired. And then, you know, I took the rest of the afternoon off. I did not go through my pregame preparation, assuming I wasn't going to be playing. Odd as it was to not be playing against the Red Wings that night. But I get down to the rink having, you know, spent the afternoon just kind of goofing off with my family. And I get to the rink and my jersey's hanging in the stall. And the trainer tells me, I guess they want you to take warm-up. I take warm-up. They plugged me into the mix that night, and I ended up fighting Randy McKay and Joe Kosher. And I was absolutely gassed. I had no stamina, totally unprepared, but kind of held my own at the end of the day, but not an ideal situation.
Randy McKay, part of that crash line with Bobby Hajdúk and Mike Peluso. Watch out.
Yeah.
Anyway, and Bob Probert, undefeated except against Chris Tamer, who TKO'd him one time.
Right.
Noted Penguin Chris Tamer. Anyway, we thank you so much, Stu. We appreciate it, and always great insight from you. Be sure to check out NHL Network. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure. Great to talk with you guys.
All right.
Thanks,
Stu.
You too.
Here's the thing. It's not like baseball. This happens all the time in baseball. And, like, let's be real honest with you. It's a baseball game. Baseball players will make it out like they're holding the weight of the world on their shoulders. You could go out there and play a baseball game on 5 minutes' notice. You just can. You ease into it. It's more athletic than people have it make it out to be, but it's not the weight of the world.
Go back in the hall and jog a little bit to warm
get
up.
Get loose. You see people come into games and pinch hit in the pinch run in the middle of it.
Right.
You're okay. Hockey, I couldn't imagine last night with what happened, and they did that, and you're like, wait a minute. I've let up all day to not get – Sidney Crosby and those guys are so dialed in. They eat a peanut butter sandwich at the same time at like 10 in the morning when they're going to play a 7 o'clock game, and they tell this Jamoke 5 minutes before he's got to go out there, you're going out there tonight.
Oh, Brucey.
He might have been at Primanti's all day.
Brucey Buffalo Wings. I don't know how you screw that up.
He is right about I guarantee it wasn't on Boudreaux. Like, it was on a caucus of assistant coaches and administrative people. You talk about analytics.
Right,
analytical
right.
People. It
but
wasn't
you're the guy
just
who's signing off on it.
Well, you write your signature on it.
Right.
I bet it wasn't just him. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it wasn't unilaterally just his decision to say who's in the lineup.
Right.
And it definitely isn't his decision or his obligation to go around the locker room and do a head count like duck, duck, goose, like you're in,
back on a bus after a field trip.
Or like it's a U8 soccer game and he's checking that all the kids are there. Like, but I give him credit for taking the heat for it.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.